Tomorrow's News Today.
The Drudge Report has the headline, Make America Great Again, Divorce. And when you click on it, it takes you to Infowars.com, and there is the representation that I've divorced Trump, and, you know, he's divorced me. And, you know, that's how the media is spinning it. That is not what's happening here. I overall support Trump, but you can't do a 180 on the Epstein files. Yes, we know the Democrats have been in control of the files over the years, and obviously whatever they left in them is what they want in them. But Trump coming out and saying anybody that talks about Epstein, he doesn't want their support anymore. Just reeks of childlike behavior. Let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. Don't even think about taking of our incredible and unprecedented success, because I don't want their support anymore. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. So Trump has to know that this behavior that started last Monday, now 9 days ago, is very self-destructive and is making the Democrats make this their main issue. And that's what I said at the time. I said, this is a Streisand effect of Streisand effects, and Trump is behind this. People said, no, it's Pam Bondi. No. And of course, he came out a day later. Yeah, I'm behind it. And now he's been 100% clear about that. So this is Trump's issue. It is not going to go away. I am still going to cover it some, but there's so many other issues to hit and so many other things to get into that I'm not going to have this one issue suck all the oxygen out of the room for what we do. Obviously, when I talk about it, you know, people watch it, they listen to it, they're interested because people feel like I do. I'd say 9 out of 10 Trump supporters that I know are really upset about this and bewildered. And it looks very incriminating. But at the same time, Trump is right that the Democrats did have these files. So whatever they left in it makes some people close to him look bad or something. I don't think it's Trump. Never seen evidence of that. Trump isn't the type of guy that puts himself in hotel rooms to be peed on by hookers. Trump isn't the type of guy, A, that's attracted to kids. That's clear. He likes powerful women, bombshells, very intimidating women. That's the opposite of what pedos want. And there's never been any evidence of him with anybody underage. So I can just look at Trump's MO and know that. And if they ever had that information, they would have brought it out before. So then why is he lashing out and telling everybody to shut up? I mean, if you tell people, don't look at this, you know, if your dad says, don't go in the closet when I'm gone, and you go find Playboys in there, I mean, you immediately go look at what's in the closet. But this isn't Playboy magazines. This is really bad stuff. So this is Trump trying to self-destruct. It happens to powerful people in history, and I hope he can pull it back because we need him. But no, Trump is self-destructing, and I pray for him. Pray for President Trump. This is really serious.